Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have a story from Ronan Takagi, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is In Vino Veritas, or That Time Some Asshole at the Supermarket Pretended to Like Me, but was really just using me to get into the wine hostess's pants. When you're married with a kid, Saturday night is supermarket time. I love going grocery shopping on Saturday night because the store is absolutely empty. Try going after work or during the day on a weekend. It's a hell because the aisles are packed with people and their blasted shopping carts blocking your way. In fact, it's worse than hell, because at least in hell, you'd be a spirit who can pass unhindered through people and shopping carts. But this wasn't hell. It was the Saturday heaven of empty aisles and quick checkout lines. I perused the deli counter, then made a beeline for the booze department, where I saw a tall African-American gentleman and a just as tall Eastern European woman near the wine aisle. They were laughing and chatting and having a good time. When I passed by them, the man called out, "Hey, I need your help deciding." I stopped and looked around. Surely he couldn't be speaking to me. I had on a stern face and was making all the signals of, "Please leave me alone." I would have kept going, but the man's voice had a strange effect on me, like the three sirens to the sailors in the Odyssey. It was sweet and silky, with just the right touch of edge. The voice was attached to a pleasant-looking face, which was in turn attached to a muscular 40-something man wearing white khakis and a cardigan with a shawl collar. This was a man who seldom hears no. I stopped my cart and looked in his direction. "Yeah, you," he said, this time punctuating the invitation with a smile. "Come over here. I need some help choosing a wine." His smile, in conjunction with his voice, made my feet move of their own volition. Next thing I knew, we were shaking hands. He had a firm grip, one that seemed to pull me to him. Was this dude hitting on me? I've never been hit on by a guy before. At least not that I knew of. It was a bit flattering, but also awkward. Not only was I straight, I was also married. I made an effort to flash my wedding ring to the guy, but he didn't appear to see it. Or he didn't care. It turned out the guy's name was Joe, and the woman was Greta, an independent contractor hired to serve wine and class up supermarket on a Saturday night. You'd think it'd be strange to hire someone to pour wine when the market's empty, right? But it worked. Joe and I were gathered round her table for a pseudo-party. Apparently, Joe was in the market for a bottle to take home so he could just chill. Joe informed me he'd tried the Cabernet Sauvignon, which he thought was too intense on his tongue. Greta suggested a Pinot Noir and poured out some into two plastic shot glasses. Joe looked at me, I thought somewhat longingly, and we tapped glasses, the plastic making a dull thud. He drank his wine in one go. I, however, had seen sideways and knew a thing or two about tasting cheap wine. I sloshed the red liquid around and took a big sniff. Nice alcohol aroma with hints of rat poison. I took a sip and swished it around. Yes, notes of shoe insole, paint thinner, and raspberry? Joe liked the Pinot Noir because it was watery and tasted like nothing. I said I didn't like it, but Joe didn't seem to care about my opinion anymore. All his attention was on Greta. She was receptive to his advances, laughing at his stupid jokes and making that "oh, you stop" gesture with her hands. She proceeded to ignore me and tell Joe about her favorite wine bars, places I'd never heard of in parts of town I wouldn't be caught dead in on a Saturday night because they're the opposite of a calm, peaceful supermarket. Joe had heard of each of the places Greta mentioned and asked her if she'd heard of this super trendy bar in Hollywood. She had. Greta adored their celery tequila cocktail. Even though she hated celery, she loved the drink. And she made sure the bartender knew it. Tee-hee. I hated to interrupt the flirt fest, but I hadn't had a taste of the spicy Cabernet Sauvignon that Joe hated. Greta frowned at the reminder that she had a job to do. She poured me some of the Cabernet Sauvignon while keeping her eyes locked on Joe. The only benefit of her half-assing the job was she poured me wine up to the brim of the shot glass. When? I carefully brought the full glass to my lips and took a slurp. Definitely spicy. Not great, but certainly better than the watery crap that passed for the Pinot Noir. I was going to let Joe know that he should take the Cabernet Sauvignon instead of the Pinot, but the SS Ronin offering wine advice had set sail ages ago. Now a bit tipsy from the wine, I had a better handle on the situation. Joe hadn't called me over to hit on me or because he cared about my taste in wine. He called me over as a tribute to Greta. I was the sacrificial lamb. I was there to serve as comparison to Joe. I was a fat slob who hadn't shaved in a week or cut his hair in 3 months. Joe's ability to bring me over had also showed Greta he was a man of action, a boss. He had a power. Having served my purpose, Joe had no more need for me. Greta never did, so it as just me alone. I should have knocked all the wine off the table and raged out like the Incredible Hulk, but I'm Japanese and too polite to do something like that. I mean, how rude would it be to trash a party, even one you were invited to on a pretense? So I stood there for another few minutes listening to Joe and Greta's asinine conversation until they both simultaneously paused for a breath. I used my ninja-like conversation reflexes to seize the moment and blurt out, "So fun, wine taste time now, go me shop more." They didn't respond. They just kept flirting with each other as I committed a GSUI, grocery shopping under the influence. I ran into Joe a few minutes later in the produce section. He was lurking by the broccoli while I examined the green beans. He had his arms behind his back and swayed back and forth from the balls of his feet onto his heels. He kept sneaking glances at me and seemed to be waiting for me to make my way down to his end of the aisle. I took an extra long time examining the green beans. My, they were immaculate green beans, the most perfect green beans I'd ever seen, so long and slender, like perfect alien fingers sliced from their hands and processed for human consumption. In fact, I would be remiss if I didn't stand there and look at every single one. Joe got the message. He gave up and headed for the checkout machines. I could tell from his posture that things didn't go well with Greta. His shoulders were slouched, and his eyes stared straight ahead as he scanned deli meat, hummus, and cheap wine, Pinot Noir, of course. My annoyance at being dragged into his little scheme to romance Greta melted away. I felt bad for him. He wasn't a stud at all. He was just a single dude who'd struck out with a supermarket wine hostess and was going to go home to get drunk by himself on a Saturday night. At least he'd be drinking the wine he liked. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. You'll find me on Twitter at ChrisKKArya, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.